ארוך, סימן טוב משפחס, סעיף א', פסקנס, שכרוכים המוקופים חויים הממויס יהושע בן נון, אפילו אינו מוקוף איסאחשוב, קוירים בתסבור. Cities that are mukaf chaima of Mois Yeshua ben Nun, even though they don't have a chaima around them today, koyrim betisvav. Even if it's in chutz la'aretz, in seif beis, kforim. והיורז גדולס וכרוכים שאינו מוקוף עם חיים המויס ישוע קוירים ביודלת. זה הלוך האורים שמוקוף עם חיים המויס ישוע בנון קוירים בתסבוב. אינו מוקוף עם חיים המויס ישוע בנון קוירים ביודלת. זוג דמשלבור, וואי. כי בזמן מרדכי בעיס הנס שהיהודים שבכל מוקים נלחמו ביוד ג' ונוחו ביוד ד' ועשו איסו ימישתה ושמחו. ובשושן הבירו ניתן ליהודים ללוחם עם האקום גם ביום יוד ד' וליוסו יום דבקים ביום תסבוב. וכיוון שבזמן ההוא נחלק הפורים לשני יומים, that everyone had parties in יוד ד' and שושן had in תסבוב. Shekov and Mordechai and Esther also they decided to do 2 days. So they said, "Kol yirshi mukef eschoyim ok meishushan yedoyim leshushan to make this vow." And every year that is not mukef choyim will make you dalet. This is the way they made a zecher to these 2 days. Ach mikayvon she'aretz Yisrael hoyso chareiv. And they didn't want that Eretz Yisrael would be less. So tiknu shekol ir shimukef eschoyim ha'mimayis Yeshua benun tikro betezvov. Like this will get Yerushalayim to be tezvov. Chutz m'shushan, l'mayis Shushan was not mukef chayim ha'mimayis Yeshua benun. So Shushan could be tezvov even if it's not mukef chayim. Why be mayis Yeshua? Chazal said, mayis Yeshua, Yerushalayim was mukef eschoyim ha'mimayis. So the Baal Tanura brings down that Yeshua was the first one that fought with Amalek. So the first milchama with Amalek is with Yeshua. This is the first milchama. And we know that Purim, Zechat Lemechias Amalek, we say Parsha Zocho before Purim, Shavuot said, Gemara Lehakdim Schira Lehasiyah. Purim is called the Asiyah from Mechias HaMolek. So b'meile, we make a zeicha to the Mechias HaMolek. This is the zeicha. Now it's another halacha. That every year shus mukef eschoyim is tesvav. Not only ir shi mukef eschoyim, kol shus somuch venire, also could be koyren tesvav. Chazal says, Somuch afat b'sheinu nire, nire afat b'sheinu somuch. And the Gemara says, what is somuch? B'toich mil. It's a couple shittas. If you just measure to a mil, or if the houses go straight the whole time, it could go even more and more and more. Lemaise, I will not go into it, because Baruch Hashem, no, these machlekesim already much less. There are people are more busy with the chickens. But till 20 years ago, this was the main hack. When I moved to Arnof, all the Frum people in Arnof read in Yudalit. It's not in the old city. It's not some souvenir. Today they build over most of the areas in Kanf and the Shorim is built. The bridge, all these areas are built. That day was nothing there. In the Luach of Eretz Yisrael, it says that in Etz Chaim, they read in Yudalit. Etz Chaim, you know, when you walk into Yerushalayim, they have like this bridge that looks like that claw. Near that is three buildings that the government didn't manage to move away. Three old buildings. That is called Shchunas Etzchaim. There is a shul they read in Yudalit till today. So this is what Luach HaTzisrael says, that there you read the Yudalit, so they read the Yudalit. There's a base Meshugoyim in Arnof. It's called Kfar Shaul. They say the Chaznish told them to read it as well. There's different arguments. And that's what the Meshugoyim, I mean. The workers. Yeah? Ramot, till today, is two different minhagim there. But Lemaise, Pochus Yoiser, today all the cities in Yerushalayim, everyone does this work. Especially now with the Eruv, with taxes. Telston Lemaise, they do Yudalit. And the Yaakov also, some people do Yudalit. But again, most of the places do this work. So, we'll not go into that chelik, we'll not tzachon at Yerushalayim. Is this vote. Well, if you want to be for fruit, so you might be, so Moshe, you don't give Matanis Legayim that someone who lives in Ramot, because maybe it's not, yeah? These are the Nafkiminis of the Chumras, yeah? Or Mishloach Manas, you try to give to someone that lives in your city, not in Ramot. Now, Zachar is called Ayoris HaMesupokos, Sofik. The Marshal, Yafo. There's Tel Aviv. Shevochim, I don't go there now. And near Tel Aviv is a place that's called Yafo. It's one area near the beach. That place is Mesupakif Ezmukif Chaimu Mimeit Meshuabinu. So you read both days. You make bracha the first day. The second day, you don't make a bracha. I'm not going now to that red. There's a whole red before the Atzmeh. As a machloik is, what would be if yes, somuch le Mesupak? Moshe Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Chazanish, they were machmir. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky reads Megillah in Tesvov. Because Bnei Brak is samuch to Yafo. Because the buildings go straight. You have even this, you know, they came out this book, picture books of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I don't know if you saw it. There's a picture how he reads the Megillah in Tesvov. Yeah, how the picture says Tesvov, then I don't know. It's not. But the picture, you see how they read the Megillah in Tesvov, right? That's state under the picture. Yeah? Well, we'll see. You have to know. That Megillah is a Sufik Dikin Megillah. Because the Pashas most poskim hold you're not Chai. I know Bel Pavatsky reads Tesvov. They keep the Sufik. Mikol Mekoyim. Lemaise, what I want to speak today about is we have Yerushalayim, and we have Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, all the cities, Beital, all the cities that keep Yudalit and Yerushalayim, we keep this vote. The Mishneh Brura, when he speaks about the halachas that we're going to speak, he says that these halachas are not so clear. No one had them. Before they came to Eretz Yisrael, it was Yudalit. This vote was not looked at, no one. And even if it was Nagea, no one managed to travel an hour back and forth. Yeah. So these halachas, what happened today, that you could go from one city back and forth, there's no poiskim on it really. So he begs the Olam that not to rely on the Mishneh Brura and to learn the sugya themselves. So we'll try to make kind of what he says, yeah? So he asks the Olam not to serve him. It's very shver. I think it's the only place the Mishneh Brura has such a bakasha from the Olam. ומכל מוקים למייס אני מבקש מהקוירה שלא יסמוך אולי לעניין ברוכת ויהיה עם הפרימגודים שק הגרוש הידידי ושלמי חבד אוי למנת רלי על מי what I'm saying לא לא חבי לעניין ברוכת learn the sugar yourself אנחנו צריכים את הפחד סעיף זה רב ופורי סמוי דיין פרימגודים שאחרוני ויתגי משבור רגשית הסרשי וגם זה בקיצור נמרוץ, ובכל מקום למייס אני מבקש מהכוירה שלו איסמו יחלו. לעניין ברוך. So we'll try a little bit to learn the Inyan. As Bnei Krochim and as Ben Krach, we'll go over, it's called Yerushalayim, Mugav Choymer, and as Prozim, Yehudim HaProzim, HaGorim Be'ore HaProzes. You could have said that people that live in Yerushalayim, they keep the Zvav even when they go to Bnei Brak. And people that live in Bnei Brak, they keep Yudah even if they go to Yerushalayim. You know, Americans come here, they keep 2 days, right? Why? Because you go live in the place you are. That's not when he goes to America, he keeps 1 day. That's the Melocha, but you gotta keep 2 days. If you live in Yerushalayim, Purim is Friday this year. If not, it's Yom Chamishi. And the Halacha is Nishtaz. That if you go to Bnei Brak, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yutes, Ben Ir Sheholach LeKrach, Uben Krach Sheholach LeIr. אם עושיד לחזור למקוי רוי, למקוי מוי, קוי רק עם מקוי מוי, ואם לאו, קוי רי מוי. So you could have said, if he moved, like, you know, he made Aliyah, you go to Eretz Yisrael. יורדים, you become like Americans. אבל תגמור הזאת נשת לזה. עומר רובה, לא ישונו אלו שעושיד לחזור בליל י' ד' אבל אם עומד לאישו ירשום עד י' ד' בבויקר, קוי ראי מוי, שפורוז ליוי מוי ניקרו פורוז, שנאמר ארגין היהודים הפרוזים הגורים באורי הפרוזס, כמו דרשנס, פורוז בן יוי מוי ניקרו פורוז. And that is the הלוכה that a person could go 1 day out of Yerushalayim, and he is מסחייב in Purim. לפי רשי, there's 3 שיטס. שיטס רשי, if I'm in יודלד ביום, if I'm in בני ברק, if I'm out of ירושלים, if I'm in פורוס ביום יודלד, I become a פורוס. If I'm ביום תסבוב in the krach, I become a krach. And this is the שכן אורך פסקנס. שכן אורך פסקנס, like שיטס רשי, זה משבוע said, אני בעיקר קפיל שיטס רשי. בין עיר שהולך לקרח ובין קרח שהולך לעיר אם ידעת לאחזי מקוי בזמן קריא ונסעק אבל לחוזר קריא ומקוי מוי קוי עם אנשי עמוק עם שאושו זה זה דעת אוכל שיטה שרוש everything goes לפי י' ד' if you're בני ברק in י' ד' So even Friday, you only have Purim in Yudalet. If in Yerushalayim in Yudalet, even if you go to Bnei Brak Tezvov, you chayev and Tezvov. The day that gives the name is Yudalet. Now, Lefi Rashi, you have to be in Bnei Brak in the beginning of the morning. If not, you don't have a din of Ben Krach, Ben Ir. You have to be back in Yerushalayim in the beginning of the morning of Friday. If not, you will not be Ben Krach. This is Shitas Rashi. The default. If he had a plan to stay, even if he did not stay machmasoinus, he has that aloha. We'll see later the nafkeminus. The chazanish holds no. You have to be there at the beginning of the night. If you want to have Purim and Bnei Brak, you have to be there Leil Chamishi in the beginning of the night. If you want to have Purim in Yerushalayim, you have to be back in the beginning of the night. So all of that we're speaking in the moment to be Mischaev and Purim. You want to have Purim in Bnei Brak, you have to be there at the beginning of Yom Chamishi. You want to have Purim in Yerushalayim, you have to be there at the beginning of the night of Leil Shishi. If you Chazanish, if you Mishnah. And the second we'll speak Halacha Lemaisa. There's another Yerushalmi. It's not a Bavli, it's Yerushalmi. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Ben ir she'okar dirosoi beleil tesvov. Chayev kan vekan. Pshutoi, ben ir, he's in Bnei Brak. And Lel Shishi next week, three more weeks. He will come back. Chayev kan vekan. Ben krach she'okar dirosoi beleil tesvov. Potu mikan v'mikan. Some learn pshat. Someone was living in Bnei Brak. Yom Chamishi had Purim. Purim afternoon, they decided the family, they're moving to Yerushalayim. So then, the mischayev again. Oka. But Lo Yitzur, he lives in Bnei Brak. And he just wants to see the tumul in Yerushalayim. He's not mischayev. You can have another Purim. Only if you oka. So if someone lives in Bnei Brak and comes to Yerushalayim second day, it's nothing. Only if he moved to Yerushalayim. Mashiach, if you're a Yerushalmi and you went to Bnei Brak and you came back, you have two Purims. Because your city is Yerushalayim. And Poz Leyoim, you have a Poz. This is the first shita. So the first shita is that the Brakim cannot have a second Purim, only if they move to Yerushalayim. But the Yerushalmim could go to Bnei Brak, have a Purim and come back. This is the first shita in the Yerushalmim. The second shita holds, Pshuta. You could have two Purims, what most Bochum do, first year of the year. They go there, they come back, they have two Purims. And also the marshal. If he died, you could have no Purim. Yeah? The Bachar was very depressed. He didn't want to have Purim. So he was here, Yom Chamishi. An hour before Nacht, he went to Bnei Brak. So he's no Purim. He's the same thing strange as a guy that has two Purims. Yeah? It's the same one, I think even less. Yeah? Well, see, some shita is old, you can't run away from Purim. If you run away, so you get it, but you doubt it. The Pnei Moshe learns, the Yerushalmi says, "Bit me, chayev bekan vebekan." What you could have to Purim, there's no musik to have to Purim. If you're in your dalit, you did it. You can't miss. You can't have two Purims and you can't miss a Purim. Now, if this is the pshat, we'll start halacha lemaisa. We have to know, some people hold, and we saw it now in Yerushalmi and some shittas, you cannot have two Purims. There's no way to have two Purims. This is the reason. When we were young, until Torah, later he changed a little bit his mind. Even so, Bochrim that come back from Bnei Brak, we'll see later. Some people go to Beit Shemesh. Well, I prefer to speak of Bnei Brak. Yeah. So they go to Bnei Brak and they come back. 10 Bochrim are coming back. They're collecting for Tat. Yeah. Mitzvah Sayyim. Yeah. Collecting, coming back. They arrived back in Yerushalayim, 9 o'clock. Good, good. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. They need to read the Megillah. So they get together. And one of them reads the Megillah. He makes a bracha, he doesn't make a bracha. If we say there's no two Purim, it's a bracha levatala. Shmuel Zalman said, try to find someone that was in Yerushalayim that doesn't have two Purims to be Moitziyu. Ask one of the guys that didn't go to be Moitziyu. More from that. A lot of times are guys that in Yerushalayim they didn't go to collect. But they don't like to hear Megillah 3 hours somewhere. So they wait for the Olam to come back. They like that quick vision. But the problem is these guys are coming from Bnei Brak. Could be they're not chayav in two Purims. You for sure chayav in two Purims because you didn't go to Bnei Brak. So you cannot be yotze from them, Megillah. So you have to know when you go and you hear a Kriyas Megillah, it's not so posh you can be yotze. You have to know if the Baal Koyah Bichlal has Purim. Could be he thinks that he has Purim, there's no Purim. But we'll see soon, it's even more chavu. We'll start first La Alocha Lemaise. A bocher that wants to have two Purims. Lekatchile. He has to leave Yerushalayim before Wednesday's in Revi, right? Wednesday afternoon before Shkia, or the latest before Tzeisa Kichovim. That he's already not in the Krach when Purim starts. So then Lefi the Chazanish, he could get Purim in Bnei Brak. Because if he leaves Yerushalayim later, the Fila Chazanish already could be he doesn't have two Purims. Because Yudala didn't catch. He was not there by night. Then he has a Purim. To be Machmir, to be back in Yerushalayim before the Shkia of Yom Chamishi. Or at least before the Tzeisa Kechovim. And to explain, it's not enough to leave Bnei Brak. Because he didn't become a Ben Krach. Lekatchila, he has to be back in Yerushalayim, the traffic is very hard. Because everyone, the whole country, is trying to get to one city. So it becomes impossible to get into Yerushalayim. If you leave it to the last hours, it's on the whole country, wants to have the second day Purim. No country it happens, there's no place. Here's a place you could go, and it's again Purim. If you come late, Fila Chazanish, you don't have Purim. So this is for the Machmir. The Bachur is a Machmir, and he wants to have two Purim Lekatchila. He has to leave here before Shkia Wednesday. To leave Bnei Brak before Shkia Thursday. To be back in Yerushalayim before Friday. The Mishneh Berurah learns that it's enough that he got to Bnei Brak before Alois HaShachar. He doesn't have to leave here Shkia time. He has to leave or to get to Bnei Brak before Alois HaShachar. And to get back to Yerushalayim before Alois HaShachar on Friday. So the Fila Mishneh Berurah, you can have two Purims like that. But, for example, Lama Zogin HaBachar says, okay, I'm a Mishneh Berurah HaBachar. Yehuda Mishneh Berurah has the favor not to trust him for Bracha, but he's a Mishneh Berurah HaBachar. And he decides he's going to Bnei Brak. Wants to have two Purims. But, you know, he has a Chalusa Wednesday night. He's learning. He's planning to leave 11 o'clock. A little bit Lebedik, and he'll be in Bnei Brak. But he knows when he's arriving 11 o'clock at Bnei Brak, and Megillah Kvar. So what did you do there? To get there, the radio be added. Meleona, yeah? So, they want to read the Megillah before they leave Yerushalayim. Don't look at me strange. We have this story every year in the hotels. We make a balagan there. You go to the hotel, I'm sure you do it in the Waldorf, you'll find it also. There's a lot of people that want to go back to Purim to America. And they stay in the Waldorf. When is the flight? 12 o'clock flight by night, you know. Besser mentioned, flight 12 o'clock by night. They arrive in America in the morning, right? So they're here Wednesday night. They will take a plane, they will arrive in America. Yom Chamishi in the morning. Straight. Everything is good for them. So when is their Purim? Yom Chamishi, right? But by night, where did Aaron Ma'ariv? The Waldorf. Where did he read the Megillah? The hotel pays someone to read the Megillah. So first, the halacha is, the Mishnah says he has to be Bar Chiyuv. They can't take someone from Yerushalayim to read for them. Because it's not Bar Chiyuv. They have to import someone from Bnei Brak. But it's not enough. Could be they're not chayev yet. Now they're in Yerushalayim. They're planning to become Bnei Braks. So they can't read a Megillah. So when they'll read it? 12 o'clock in the airport? When they'll read it? So I have a year, I give them the eitzah to go to Telsdon, to hear the Megillah there, to come back to the hotel, and then to leave. Because if they go to Telsdon, they're ready in Purim. And then they go for 2 hours to Yerushalayim, and then they go to America. But if they will read in Yerushalayim, could be the Nat Chayim. Again, there's a lot of hotels, you'll see they have Kiryas Megillah. They make them. What is the better thing to do? Well, for sure, even the ones that are making it has to be someone that is higher in the Megillah, not someone that lives in Yerushalayim. So now we'll go. A bachur from Yerushalayim went to Bnei Brak before the night. But he's planning to come back 12 o'clock. He doesn't want to have two Purims. It's a big avoider. So, but he wants to have the Gdolim, yeah? So he goes to Bnei Brak, but he's planning to come, so he goes to the Megillah in Bnei Brak, he wants to see Harav Chaim Kanev, he reads the Megillah, and he wants to say Freilich Purim to Shteim and Fakelot. He doesn't want to have a Purim, he could leave in the middle of the Megillah, and he could chop all the Megillahs, yeah? So, and he comes back 12 o'clock, he has a Purim or not? No, Yudal does no Purim. So you can leave here Wednesday afternoon, middle of the Tainis. He goes there, one Megillah, second Megillah, he goes around. And he shows up back in Yerushalayim at 12 o'clock when night, everything is good.
Like the Chazanish he has,
no? No. It's officially he has to start to be there by night, but he has to plan to stay there till the morning. If he was planning to come back. Now how was the Shaila that I wanted to, because Purim I don't answer my phone. Because all of these Shailas start. The problem I don't hear, but the problem that the guy that calls you, he says the question 50 times, yeah? So you have that he's a shikr, yeah? So you don't know, this doesn't work. So I don't answer. Now what happened is this bach went to all the Gdailin. He wakes up in the morning. He was planning to come back 12 o'clock. He calls you up. I woke up now. What I could do? I'm chayav in Purim. I have to read the Megillah now. I don't have to read the Megillah. Or I missed my ride. But I don't decide to leave him. I don't know what to do. So it's 1 o'clock by night. It's good. But then the phone call starts 3 o'clock by night. I learned a bad lesson. The Olam left me. I don't know where to read the Megillah. What I could do? Maybe have someone come in for the Megillah? He doesn't know what to do. He didn't read the Megillah because he was planning to come back 12 o'clock. Now it's 3 o'clock. The Olam left. And he can't afford a taxi. Could be his mechuyav to afford a taxi. Will not say to walk because he will not get to Yerushalayim. Yeah? But the problem is, there's no Megillah now. If he stays here, he's a Shaggis. He never heard Megillah this year. The halacha is his potter. While when he went, his das was to come back, and he's a nenas. He didn't stay there because he wanted to stay there. The Luach Eretz Yisrael from Rav Tukushinsky, they had in the old days in all the shuls, you know, they had a little Luach, you know, for the, near the Chazan, all the halachas, every shul has like a little booklet. He says that you have to read. So the Maise, the Katchile, we read without a bracha, by night and by day. second we'll see what happened. But I want to leave it here, just to tell you the shaila. He went, he calls me up 12 o'clock at night. I was planning to come back 12 o'clock. The man said, so gishmak, I want to stay. So, I'm not stopping it. But the problem is he calls me up 3 o'clock at night that he decided he wants to stay. Now it's Norman Megillah. He has the car, he could drive back. But he knows, if he stays, he doesn't have a Megillah now. Is he allowed to stay? It's very gishmak, he wants to stay. Someone told him he would get him in. To the one that reads the fluorescence. Yeah? They'll get him into the Nuzach. Yeah? He wants to stay. He met a friend. He has an uncle that is close to the Gabbe, and he will get him in. But Lemaise, when he came, he didn't have a das. But I want to leave this in a second. The first we spoke again. Lekatchila, we said, we leave al das. If we want to have 2 days, we have to have a. Katchila, we leave Yerushalayim before Shkia, before Tzitzik Yechovim. And we have a das to stay there the whole night. Filim Yishlevua, we could leave in the middle of the night and stay there overnight. To be back, we got Chila before Nach, and Filim Yishlevua before the morning. And we spoke about someone that was planning to come back and got stuck, that he's put up. Chazanish said that people that live in Yerushalayim, he's making for them to come back to Yerushalayim after Nach. So we'll start. A person went to Bnei Brak, Al Das, to stay there till the morning. You hear the shir? Very good. I'm going to Bnei Brak, we're staying till the morning. Ten guys, tat, they go. How much Purim? So when is this Purim? He's planning to stay there till the morning. When he has Purim? Yidalat. In the middle of the night, he got into a fight with the Oilam in the tender. Boreges, he goes off the tender, back Yerushalayim. He wants to know if already he has 2 Purims or one. Rav Poiskim him hold. Val, he didn't stay there till the morning. He has 1 Purim. Chazanish holds no. If you were there in the beginning of the night and you were planning to stay and became Purim, and even if you came back to Yeshiva, you have to hear the Megillah Yudalet. You have to read the Megillah Yudalet by day. You have to drink by day. You have to dance. Everything. All the chiyuvim. I have a different case. You went al das to go back. But in the middle of the night, you got along so good with the guys and you decided to stay. The Maaseh is a Suffolk Purim, and the Chai Gavne, the Maaseh, you read without a bracha. Some hold us the same Suffolk will be when a guy decided in the middle of the night to go. 12 o'clock, someone calls him, we have an extra speech. You know, you wanted to come with us, I know we're sorry, we couldn't. Thank you, Lemaise. One guy is already called off. We have an extra place in the car. We left him in someone's house. So he takes, he runs to Bnei Brak. What I said before from Mishibue, I said that if a person is planning to go, even if he doesn't leave at the beginning of the night, he lives in the middle of the night, he's also Mishai. But some shit is old, he has to have a plan to do it when this man Achiv starts. And we had a tzaddik when he has a plan already, he could read here, said, like a tchilimat. But Luyutsu, he did not have a plan to go. And a lot of poison hold. If Lamaisa he left before the morning, he's Mischai. So the Mele, and it happens again. A lot of times the guy in the Moshe is a Bnei Brak. He's exhausted. He's had enough of one poor. I'm not going back. Just let him go back. I'm staying. I'll come Friday. It's Friday morning. I'll come to go to the Rabbein. I can't have two poor. I was Yitzhak. Then he wakes up 10 o'clock. And he's all ready to start again. So he takes the bus and he comes to Yerushalayim. So again, if we say that it's enough the morning, it's good. Some say, even if the shit is that it's enough the morning, but you had to plan it in the beginning that this is your plan to come back. Again, it's easier because we live in Yerushalayim. So we better go back to our city. The first case, we have to become a pose. So as a tzad, we need the beginning of the night to make us a pose. When we're coming back to our place, the Chaznish Alamo looked on it much more kuladik. But the Nafkemina is, the Moshe, if your parents are here with you, and they went to you to play back, and they change your mind, but then it's very chomu. So it's easier when you decide to come back, and it's more chomu when you go to play back. Lekule alme, lekule alme. If Lama Zogin, you want to have Purim only on Friday, one day Avodas Hashem is enough for you. Too much, it's very hard. Avodim kalapushet, yeah. But there's a festive student in Bechemish, you want to join the Oilam. The Oilam are going to Kiyat Sefer, the Shalameish, you want to go to the end of Sudas Purim. And you leave Yom Chamishi by day, and you come back, it's no problem at all. It's only one Purim. Again, if you're the Chazanish, lekatchile to be back before the Nach, but again, Val Yobochan lives in Yerushalayim. Now, a lot of times happens, such a story, we had it last year, a bocher decided that he's not going. Two Purim is too much, he's only Tisvav. Hey, Dele. But then he got a phone call that someone could get him into Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He jumped into a taxi, Yom Chamishi in the morning. He said, a little bit, a po brochas, and he's back home. He came there. The next thing you know, it's Friday morning. I woke up Friday morning. He wants to know if he has Purim or he missed Purim this year. Yudala didn't have Purim, right? He was learning Mismanage. In the morning, he had a phone call, someone could get him in, took a taxi, and he went. But if he most boys him, he doesn't have Purim. The Chazanish said, could be Tesvov. He's a bit Tesvov. Now, I want to be madgish. Some achroinim learn, like we mentioned already, that even that you could have two Purim, is only me. Maybe you. But not Americans. Meaning to say, a ben krach could become poruz leyoimoy, and then he could become ben krach. We said some should just only have only one Purim. But somehow, that someone that is not a ben krach can never become a ben krach in one day. And I will explain. If you learn Megillah, everyone with our club once in his life learns Megillah in this time of the year. Yeah. Poz ben yoimoy have a poz. Koruch ben yoimoy is no gemoy. Who said it is a musik to be ben krach for yom echad? Ein kaza davar. Al kin a Yehudim a prozim a gorim beorei a prozim so isim esirim a yudalet. Gemara says mikan she porus ben yoim oya ve porus. Pashas vadin koruch ben yoim oya ve koruch. Aber ein kaze gemorot. So they want to say the whole thing that you can have to Purim is if you live in Yerushalayim, so you're ben krach. Chutz from that, you're ben prozik. But if you live in Bnei Brak, you can get another day in Yerushalayim. So I'm for sure Yerushalayim, so I can have 2 days. So the Yeshiva Bachman that I'm learning here also considered not a ben krach. But a visitor from America can't stop in Bnei Brak Yom Chamishi and come to Yerushalayim. Then I've given it again. Then it's better that he will not be a Baal Koyre. It's better that he will not be a Baal Koyre. Rabbi Libor Finker, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche, he asked the Stipler if he's a Bnei Brak and he comes to Yerushalayim. If he has to make Shechiyonu again, B'Kriyas HaMegillah. So he told him, you're not a Baal Koyre anyway. He said, if I'm a Baal Koyre. He said, b'machshov. You have to know, when by day and night, the shayla is how we look on it. Yeah? But 2 days Yom Tov, the pshat is, we say every Yom Tov is fake. The Yom Tov, every day is a different day. Yeah? Here's Shabbat, the mitzvah came. The mitzvah came yesterday. It's not about the mitzvah. Machtes to make Shechiyot. Even if we do the mitzvah by day and by night, I'm not care Shreif. Pshat is, every day is the main day. So Lu Yitzu, you're the same, you're the one that read the Megillah already in Bnei Brak, or you heard it, Lamashane. So some people again, the Ma'is, I never found that Halacha was legal. A lot of times, again, if a group of 10 Bochum come, we said, they don't read. Try to find someone from here, or if all of them from Bnei Brak, they could read. But there, here would be a Shaila, the Ma'is, if you can make a Shechiyon or not. What Lemaise to do? We'll stop here. Next week will be no Shir, but the week after it, we'll go into Hilchis Kiras and Megillah and Pasha Zohar.